How can I influence more people? A lot of people want to inspire people. I've had so many people come up and say, Mark, I want to be a speaker, I want to influence people. And I always say, you know, that's awesome, and I'll certainly help you any way I possibly can. Let me tell you something that's really sad about inspiration. Most people don't think they need it, number one. Same thing with personal development. Like, when we say personal development, most people are, oh, that's for people who need a psychologist. You know, I'm just fine the way I am. And you talk about a blind spot. You talk about not knowing what you don't know. I mean, I went through college. I got a good degree. I studied my brains out. I worked really hard. You know, I did anything and everything I was supposed to do. The thing is, I was studying the wrong courses. You know, I mean, when I went into this industry and I went to a training and learned personal growth and development, oh my Lord, I became a junkie, because you don't know what you don't know. And I learned over the years, all the things that made me money were not techniques, they were people skills. Because when people had their moment of truth, I was there and knew the right thing to do with them, because I was so focused on, you know, part of the journey is there's this whole thing on how to be loved by other people and another section on how to be hated by other people. Just like my friend Paul had to prove his college football team. That's a real life deal where Paul really cost himself probably $100,000 in revenue because he just didn't know. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. So again, a lot of times we can end up being our own worst enemies for just silly reasons. So, to inspire someone, they don't think they need personal development. They don't think they need inspiration. If you can get them through the door on a different premise, then a lot of people will get it. That's what happened to me. I did not go to a seminar because someone was going to teach personal development. There's no way in hell I would have gone. I was in New Jersey. The training was in San Diego. That's far. That's a $500 plane ticket and a hotel and the $300 cost for a seminar. For personal development, you couldn't have put a gun to my head and gotten me to go to that seminar because I didn't have the money. I ended up borrowing the money to go to my first seminar 25 years ago. I went there because they told me the dude doing the seminar was making $60,000 a month, and he was going to show everyone how to do the same thing. I'm in. So when I went there, everything he told about how he was making the money was more grounded in leadership and personal development than it was in the techniques of how to make the money. Again, now if I went in there with my own expectations of what I thought he was going to tell me. As a matter of fact, the first 30 minutes of the seminar, they put the music on loud. Like super loud. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting there with my legal pad and my cross pen. Couldn't afford a Mount Block back then. And I had my cross pen and I was pissed. I'm like, really? Music. And this girl kept going, you want to dance? Are you having fun yet? I'm like, no. I want to learn. I came out here. I borrowed $1,000 coming to stupid seminar, and I didn't come here to dance. And then a guy came up, and he goes, yeah, some of you guys, and you're like, hey, why don't we start at 9? And anyone feeling like that? I'm like, yes, I'm feeling like that. He goes, well, we did start at 9. And I'm like, no, you didn't. He goes, yeah, we did. We started at 9 o'clock. He goes, just because you don't understand what I'm doing doesn't mean we didn't start. Was I here at 9? Yeah. Was there music playing at 9? Cool. The reason why, again, this was a network mark training. The reason why you're not, we say make a list of everyone you know and call them. But 99.9% of people make a list of about a third of the people they know at the most and call them and leave everyone else off the list. You know why? Because you feel awkward and weird calling those people. We just played music in broad daylight. You had no alcohol in your system and none of you were dancing. You know why? Because you felt weird. Now, if we played the exact same songs at night with the lights off and you had a beer, you'd have been dancing like Michael Jackson. But now, because you wouldn't feel weird and awkward and it would have been more socially acceptable. So that same feeling of apprehension you had about, well, what will everyone think? What if people think I can't dance? Really? Let me tell you something. If we start playing music right now, and for whatever reason we all had to dance, none of you would be looking at other people. You'd be going, oh my God, please don't. I want to make sure I don't look goofy. You know what I mean? That's where human nature gets so funny. But the point is, I had my expectations. Within an hour, he made it crystal clear to all of us that we could take our expectations and put them where the sun doesn't shine. He was going to show us what really worked. And thank God I decided to pay attention to what he taught me. And what really worked was not the techniques, it was the personal growth and development. So I got totally hooked, started going. Now, if people don't think that personal growth and development is irrelevant, then explain this to me. Have any of you ever been to a Tony Robbins seminar by any chance, or listened to his CDs or anything? I don't know of anyone on earth. My old mentor was, he hasn't worked in years. Tony Robbins and this guy I worked with for years are the two best I've ever seen. They're almost identically excellent. They're amazing. Tony Robbins came out finally after years and years and years and years of talking about it and came out with a TV show. And it was on NBC. And not only, it was a TV show to say when he worked with people, and of course for TV, you got to do sensational stuff because people want to see something overwhelming. So he didn't just take someone who was making $50,000 a year and show them how to make $80,000 a year, although that's a wonderful accomplishment. That would have been like boring. So he took people like someone who was on the verge of committing suicide and completely changed their life. Someone who hadn't had a horrible thing happen in a relationship and dramatically shifted now with happily married with kids. He did all these remarkable life, this person who had a massive fear of heights and got him to go skydiving, all this amazing stuff. And the show got canceled after 3 weeks. See, if you watch the show, you would have flipped and been hooked, but no one watched it because what do we need personal development for? That's for weird people. So I'm just sharing with you, that's the mindset. Here's my point. You want to be a leadership speaker? You want to be a personal development speaker? You want to be a speaker? Go make a shitload of money somewhere. Pardon my language, but I live in Texas. There's boatload in the Texas dictionary means a lot. Truckload means a tremendous amount, and shitload means like enormous amount. Go make a huge amount of money, because here's what I learned. The only reason anyone's ever come and heard me speak for the most part is because I make a lot of money. And they want to make a lot of money. People are driven. You can go to seminars in this week in Las Vegas, and people are charging $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, and they're all about how to make money. That's what it is, because that's what everyone wants to do. They want to make more money. They want to be a millionaire. They want to be rich. The cool thing is, if you want to be a speaker, go out and make a bunch of money, because why should they? You could have the best teaching and training stuff in the world, but if you go up and go, yeah, come listen to me. Last year I made $74,000. People are going to go, pfft. But if you say, hey, last year I made $7.4 million, they'll come in. Again, it's perceived value. If you got straight A's, everyone thinks you're smart. If you make a bunch of money, everyone thinks you must know what you're talking about. Now, grant you, a lot of people making money don't know what the hell they're doing, or they do it unethically. But if you're a good ethical person, go make a bunch of money. That will draw the people in. So again, if you want to be a speaker and inspire people, go make a bunch of money first. I hate to say it, but that's the way people are. People judge a book by its cover. So go make a bunch of money, be successful in business. A lot of the people who are real successful in corporate America, Guy Kawasaki was the first chief evangelistic officer for Apple. You know what he does now? He's an author and speaker. Jeffrey Hazlett. He was the chief marketing officer at Kodak. And obviously Kodak is not doing well anymore, but they had gone from like the Kodak, come on. I mean, it was so successful. And they ended up actually getting into the digital age and doing well for a while, but it was because of him. They had gone from like 30,000 employees down to 2,000 employees, and he did some stuff there that really shifted that company. But again, then he left there, and now he's an author and speaker. So if you want to be an author and speaker, go do something that is knows, because again, you could have the best book in the world or be the best speaker in the world, but if no one's ever heard of you, they're not going to come and talk to you. It's just, it's like having a great website. Why don't you go put out the greatest website in the world, but if no one has ever heard of it, who the hell is going to go to it? So the more you create success, you'll, it's the law of attraction thing. There you go.